Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ray Keating is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org, an organization I've been telling you about now for over 18 years and encourage you to support and to check out the good work that they do, Ray, and President Karen Kerrigan. Ray, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the economic condition and when I say I don't mean the current state, but even the economic condition of the state of the economy, Ray. I'm convinced that if we had had an administration that just didn't act like businesses were the enemy, didn't talk like that, didn't act like that, and didn't bombard us and assault us with all these new regulations that we've had in the last 7 years, including Obamacare, and gotten off the back of corporate America as well, not just Main Street, but corporate America, I'm convinced that we could be in a full-throated 3+ per year growth expansion right now. What do you think?
No, I agree with you. The question is, why are we growing so slowly? And, you know, unfortunately, this has been lasting long enough now that there, you know, people are into this diminished expectations game. So, you know, when you look at history, we've done two called gap analysis, you know, where the economy is and where compared to where it should be. And we're going to have a series of these, 7 reports in total. The first one looked at GDP, you know, what's the GDP shortfall? And this is what you're talking about. We have, since the end of the last recession, U.S. real GDP growth has averaged 2.1%. That's less than half of what it should be. When you look at the last 6 decades and you look at recovery expansion periods, right, recovery and expansion periods, average growth came in at 4.3%. So this is why, you know, think about that. 2.1% versus 4.3%. That means in 2016, by our calculations, you know, real 2009 dollars, we're down $2.7 trillion in terms of GDP, lost GDP in just this 1 year. So this is lost income, this is lost jobs, this is lost opportunities for businesses, this is lost businesses, you know, keep going down the line here. And we are playing this game where, oh, if we get 2.5% growth, you know, suddenly people are happy. We're not Europe. We shouldn't be
right.
Europe.
But see, here's something, here's another indicator, right?
But the reason is, you hit the nail on the head. They think this is inevitable now, and it's not. It's the reasons that you cited. It's taxes, it's regulations, it's the costs and uncertainties that come with that. It's also, quite frankly, monetary policy gone awry.
Right.
It's a loss of leadership in terms of international trade and free trade. All of the things we should be doing, we've done the exact opposite, and this is the result.
And financial capitalism, what I call financial capitalism, Wall Street and corporate America, and I know you and I disagree on this one, but I'm convinced that I understand that corporate America is protecting themselves the way small businesses protect themselves. But I still believe if we can ever get corporate America to come back to Main Street with their to do business and to take risks and to invest in Main Street, one of your reports shows a lack of investment, Ray.
The second
decade of private investment.
I think
part of that is corporate America has said, okay, they've gone through several variations on how they could keep their share price up without reinvesting in the marketplace.
Corporate America is not immune to the same things that are affected small business America.
Exactly.
That's
I agree.
The bottom line. And it's not like there's an evil executive sitting in the corner office.
I agree with that.
Wah-ha-ha.
I agree with that.
He's
too.
Looking at the situation. He's seeing what government is doing. He's looking at the regulations. He's looking at the taxes. He's looking at all those things. And he's saying, why would I do this?
But my point, Ray, has been eventually you're going to run out of tricks, financial capitalism tricks.
You know what the answer is? You cannot consolidate anymore. They're going to invest elsewhere in the world. Because
you're right about that. But see, that was my point of my essay, Ray. Small business owners are planted in the ground. We don't get to cross the ocean.
Absolutely.
We're the ones who are going to be left holding the bag.
Right. We're in agreement on this. But if you're a corporate CEO, you have responsibility to your shareholders.
Yeah.
And you've got to make decisions accordingly. And they are in a position where the business is large enough where they can look in the international arena. Small businesses can't escape. You know, if you're a U.S. small business owner, you know, most of us cannot escape to other countries.
We're planted in the ground. And now, so that means that both parties have got to look to Washington and the policies and the rhetoric that's been coming out. It all stems from that, folks. You know, Ray, the small businesses are in a unique position right now. I say unique, I mean that, because I don't think small businesses have ever been more financially sound than they are now. If you survived 08, your balance sheet is better than it's ever been. Your cash flow is better than it's ever been. You may not be growing at double digits a year, but you're financially solid or you wouldn't still be here. And I wonder if we've gotten to a position where we're afraid to take risks, where if the expansion happens again, small business owners not only are not borrowing money, they don't want to borrow money.
Well, that's part of the, you know, when you look at, for example, the borrowing money, you know, the loan trends and loan data and so on and so on, you know, it's down. We're still down in mm-hmm. terms of small business loans, for example, compared to pre-recession. And there's two parts of that. One part is how the regulatory monster, if you will, has come down on financial institutions.
Right.
So, you know, those people that rail about big banks realize that, guess what, small businesses have to go to big banks for loans, along with community banks.
And not only that, but Dodd-Frank treated small banks like big banks.
And that's the second part of the equation. Absolutely right.
Hold on to that thought. We'll dwell on that a little bit more after these messages with our good friend Ray Keating. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.